Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Welcome back to the Online Writing Insider podcast. I'm Simone Smith, and I'm here with Robin Edmondson. We are both from HubPages.com, and it's a huge writing site, and we see a huge range of writers on the site, and I have to say, many of them are very, very serious about their craft.
And very, very good.
Yeah. So a lot of them being professional novelists or freelance writers or even poets do spend a lot of time on social media promoting their work and promoting their brands because it's their livelihood. And honestly, if you want to be a functional business or entrepreneur, you do have to be present online and play that game to a certain extent.
Think about your online reputation.
Which is huge. It's absolutely huge. There are some things that we should discuss around that today.
Yeah.
To give some tips on how to build your personal brand online, at the same time, without alienating your friends and family.
So how do you do that, Simone? How do you create an online brand without alienating your friends? Say on Facebook, you have a Facebook page, but you want to promote yourself or have a page that's about you. How do you do that?
It's super easy. Yeah. So this is the mistake that happens a lot, is people who are new online, first, you know, either create, we see it commonly here with HubPages accounts, but, you know, maybe you'll create a website or there's this, your personal business in town that you want to promote. So you hear, oh, Facebook's a great place to, you know, promote your thing. So you go and you create an account there and you don't know a lot about the site. So you end up just always just publishing links to your website or your articles. And you wonder why that's not really successful and why you don't have a lot of friends and why people never seem to click on the articles you post. The problem there is that a lot of people, most I would like to think, use Facebook as a true social networking site, and they're there for the people, and they don't want to see self-promoting articles or links being published on their home feeds, which they consider to be pretty intimate. I mean, it's where people talk about day-to-day things that are real and not business-like.
So how do you separate that?
Yeah, to separate them out, you'd alluded to this, you create a Facebook page. A Facebook page is Facebook's answer to businesses and organizations that want to have an official page but don't count as people. So anyone can create a Facebook page, and you can... They're very similar to profile pages on Facebook, except they are for removed things like brands or books or magazines or specific products even or initiatives. You can post status updates. You can add photo albums. You can do everything you do pretty much with your own profile. But the only people who get updates to that page or to the things that you post to that page are people who have liked it. So you can have friends on Facebook. You can have a huge network of people that you would consider part of your personal life. And you can also have your fans, your followers, your business contacts on Facebook, but they're separate.
Yes.
So when you post personal things, your business associates and fans aren't going to know, you know, that your cat threw up all over your couch, because they're not going to care about that. But when you post about a new chapter on the novel you're working on, or, you know, this amazing new project you're embarking on that has to do with your business or your freelance writing career, your friends and family aren't going to be like, oh, great, you know, Simone's spamming me again with her articles. And the good thing about this is that because you can block people and articles pretty easily on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you see something you don't like in your home feed, you can just mouse over it and hit the X button and either say, hide this post or this link or this article, or block this person. And if you put a lot of things that might annoy people, be they business contacts or be they personal contacts, on Facebook, they will likely just block you, and they'll never see things that you publish again, which is why, it explains why, as I alluded to really earlier, you would stop seeing people clicking on your links at all. Sure. You wouldn't see any traffic result because no one's looking at it. No one even sees the links you post.
What do you recommend calling your Facebook page? How do you label it?
If you are a novelist, you can name the page after you.
Okay.
Some people put in parentheses, you know, novelist or author or freelance writer.
Okay.
If you have a personal brand, then that's the name that you should give it. You know, like, you know, Dreamy Horses Photography or something like that. Just give it the brand name.
But we're talking a lot about building an online brand, and that's another place that you can have your online brand.
Yes.
And if you're using that same name on HubPages, you're using it on Facebook, you're using it on Twitter.
Yeah, like you have this universal username. You should totally use that.
You should use that name because Google and other search engines are starting to trust that name, and when you publish on HubPages or other places, they recognize this is a trusted name.
Exactly.
You're building that brand and your trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good idea to have that name also on your Facebook page, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. If that's, I mean, then that's truly your brand name then.
Yes.
And that's what you should use as a Facebook page. The same general principle goes for Twitter, except for that you just use a separate account. So if you have a personal Twitter account, make a different one for your brand, because it's like with any sensible author is sensitive to his or her audience.
Yeah.
And that's simply what this is a matter of. But even fantastic, talented, and smart authors make this mistake a lot of the time because they're just new to social media and they don't quite understand what the different platforms are for. I mean, many people come to Twitter thinking, oh, this is a place where I drop links, when actually it's a social network. It's kind of like a delayed chatting service.
Yes.
People don't realize that. It took me a while to figure that out, and I'm one of those youngins that's supposed to understand everything, and all my friends are supposed to understand it too, but they didn't. So we all make these mistakes, but as long as we just act responsibly and separate business from pleasure online, which I think is important, it can work out quite well.
Yeah, great.
So if you are interested in promoting your brand on Facebook or Twitter or on some other site, just be responsible, consider your audience, don't annoy them, and you should be okay. If you have any other online writing issues or topics that you think are interesting that you'd like to hear us discuss, tell us about it. You can send us an email by sending any suggestions, comments, feedback, questions to podcast@hubpages.com. We hope to hear from you, and until next time, have fun writing online. Thank you.